Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer, with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly good and God is on the throne. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. And the enemy has been defeated. You got the victory in Jesus Christ. I want you to know that this morning. You don't have to worry. You don't have to complain. You don't have to whine. You don't have to give up. You got the victory in Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. By his stripes you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Deliverance is near. Deliverance is at hand. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is a God that could do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up, my dear ones. Your help is on the way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. Glory be to God. United Women United for Christ. Women United for Christ in Prayer. Power Hour of Prayer. I believe in prayer. I know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, and prayer will change you. Thank you, God. Tell a friend to tune into Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you about Jesus, how he can give you a double portion blessing. All you got to do is be faithful. Depend on God. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Hallelujah. You know that song. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there. Leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I thank God for an opportunity to praise him, glorify him, magnify him, lift up the name of Jesus, my dear ones. Men and women of God, prayer warriors, ministers of the gospel, lift up the name of Jesus, not the news media, not what you're hearing about on the radio or on the TV. Lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get your mind and your focus off the things of the world. Focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, how good he is. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. Maybe what you're going through is not good. May not look good, feel good, but God is still good. And he said that we will have trials and tribulations. Thank you, God. He also said your body is a temple of God. We got to take care of our bodies. We got to eat right. Thank you, God. Exercise. Thank you, God. Take care of our bodies. Our bodies is a temple of God. We're in the Lenten season, and we're still celebrating women. Isn't that a blessing? In the Lenten season, celebrating women. International month of celebrating women. International Women's Month. Yes, we are. We're celebrating those in the past that have done great and mighty things. Those in the biblical days. Thank you, God. Mary, who carried the gospel. Thank you, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Thank you, Deborah, the judge. Thank you, woman at the well that met a man, and he told her everything all about herself. Yes, he did. Told someone else. I met a man, and he told me everything about me. Thank you for the woman with the issue of blood that said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Somebody need to touch him this morning. Somebody need to yield to him. Somebody need to cry out to the living God. Thank you, Rahab, house of refuge. Glory be to God. Thank you, Mary and Martha, Jesus' friend. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. Yes, he is. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, God. Yes, he is a good God. And we thank you, men and women. But we're just celebrating International Women's Month. So we thank God for all the women that have been faithful to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for all the women who have been faithful to God. Thank you, Esther, more than a beauty queen. Thank you, God. We're celebrating International Women's Month, and we're in the Lenten season. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Let's go to the Word of God. Yes, thank you, God. Let's go to the Word of God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the Word of God. And be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself with any wise to do evil. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, that shall do what? Inherit the earth. Hallelujah. And your inheritance will bring no sorrow. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. I don't care how big and bad and bold Satan thinks he is. The word of God says evildoers shall be cut off. Evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he sees his day is coming. The Lord shall laugh at him. For what? He sees his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, such as upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart. Watch out. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. My God, my God, my God. A little, glory be to God. A little that a righteous man has better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the alms of the wicked shall be broken. The Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord is upholding you, my dear ones. He has not forgotten about you. He's not forsaken you. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. He knows your days. They're numbered. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. I like that. And we're going to go back to verse 13. 12. Let's go back to 12. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. It is someone plotting against you right now. You got enemies. You a man or woman of God. Think it not strange. They might try to catch you by surprise, but I want you to know that you got enemies. If you're a man or woman of God, you got enemies. My God, my God, my God. That's why he said in his word, you're going to have some trials and tribulations. Those enemies are going to try to put you through some stuff. They won't talk behind your back. They're going to try to get people to turn against you. You got enemies. Think it not strange. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees his day is coming. the Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked are drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright of conversation. Let your conversation continue to be upright, encouraging, motivating, telling someone how good God is, letting someone know how God has healed you, letting someone know that God is a deliverer, letting someone know that God is a keeper if you want to be kept. He will keep you, my dear ones. Yes, he will. The wicked have drawn out this one and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Their swords are into their own heart, and their bows be broken. Watch out. This is the word of God. It ain't my word. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank you, God, for the little bit. Praise you and thank you, Lord, for the little bit. And thank you for my one room. Thank you for my apartment. Thank you for my home. I thank you, God, for the little bit. Food on my table. I thank you, God, for the fresh, clean water. I thank you, God. A little that a righteous man has better than the riches of many wicked. Don't you know I've seen individuals having jobs that don't make a whole lot of money, but God blessed them. God blessed them because he was able to trust them with the little bit of money that they're making. Uh-huh. God blessed them with favor to purchase a home with a little bit of money, purchase a car with a little bit of money, keep their bills paid up with a little bit of money. Uh-huh. A little. I want you to know God will bless you with favor if you're grateful and happy with a little bit. Uh-huh. God will bless you with favor. He will decrease those bills. He'll wipe some of the bills off the record. When you go into the market to purchase your food, prices will go down for you. Yes, he will. It's no secret what God can do. And he's blessing somebody with favor right now. As you go into the grocery store, as you go into the bank, and check that bank account and say, I didn't know I had that amount in there. As you go and apply for that job, God will bless you favor with the job that he wants you to have. A little bit. Thank you, God. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. My God, my God, my God. Somebody ought to praise him and thank him and glorify him. Your inheritance shall be forever. And as I said before, your inheritance shall bring no sorrow. He has an inheritance for you. Yes, he does. Right while you're down here on earth, if you're faithful and just. Yes, he is. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Thank you, God. Thank you for the little bit. Somebody ought to praise him and thank him and glorify him for the little bit. Because he will allow your cup to run over on this day. Glory be to God. He will allow angels to come and bless you with what you stand in need of. At the door. A check coming in the mail that you did not expect. A friend or loved one coming to bless you with what you stand in need of. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You magnify the Lord. You give him the praise, the honor, and the glory in all your situations that you're going through. Look to Jesus. Look up to Jesus and live. You're in that nursing home. You're not dying. Hospital, you're not dying. In an assisted living facility, you're not dying. You're living for Jesus. Thank you, God. As the song say, living for Jesus. That's what you're living for Jesus. Not yourself. Thank you, God. We got this thing backwards. We're living for Jesus, to serve him, to glorify him, to magnify him right where you are, behind them prison bars. You're living for Jesus. You ought to glorify him and magnify him and watch God move on your behalf. I don't care how many years you've been in prison. I won't rectify that situation. You continue to serve him and praise him and glorify him. And once you open those prison doors, you continue to praise him and glorify him and magnify him. Don't go back. Don't go back to doing those things you used to do, going those places where you used to go. Don't go back, my dear ones. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for opening doors for someone's son, someone's daughter, someone's brother or sister, someone's mother, a father being released from prison right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them with your hand of God. Let them feel the glory of God. Let them share the word of God. Let them let someone know that God is a God that can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. God is opening doors to someone this morning. God is revealing himself to someone this morning. And you ought to praise him. You ought to glorify him. And you ought to magnify him. It's not about you. It's all about Jesus and what he's doing for you. Thank you, God. Somebody's getting a breakthrough this morning. Somebody's celebrating this morning. Somebody's giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory right where you are. Don't wait till Sunday when you get in church. You better glorify him and have yourself a revival right in your home. Your personal revival, you and Jesus. Thank you, God. Your personal revival in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, in your dining room, in your backyard, on your front steps, on your front porch, on your patio. Have your personal revival with Jesus. You don't need nobody to pump you up. Thank you, God. You know what he's done for you. Thank you, God. Glory be to God for every day in Jesus' name. You ought to expect a deliverance every day. You ought to expect healing every day. Thank you, God. I ain't got to wait till Sunday to praise God, glorify God, and shout hallelujah. I feel the spirit and the anointing every day, men and women of God. And didn't he say in his word, you shall do greater things? You shall do greater things, Christians, men and women of God. What are you waiting for? Read the book of John. He said in his word, ye shall do greater things. In this season, 2023, God has set you free. What are you waiting for? My God, my God, my God. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. I pray that you have surrendered to God. I pray that you have given your life to the Almighty Living God. Seek him while you have an opportunity. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from a noose's pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Glory, hallelujah. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give what? His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Yes, there's angels. He's sending a heavenly host of angels to watch over you and keep you and guide you and protect you. I believe in angels. What about you? And I receive my angels that God has assigned to me. Thank you, God. Heavenly angels. Angels that will bless you and protect you and keep you from hurt, harm, and danger. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Keep Satan under your feet. Thank you, God, not behind you. In the name of Jesus, you got the victory today. You got it in your spirit. Deep down in your sanctified soul, you got the victory, men and women of God. Why are you crying and whining? Why are you worrying? You say you're praying every day. You say you're seeking the Lord. You say, I believe in God. I trust in God. You said, I'm going to serve him till I die. You said, I'm going to treat everybody right. You said, I trust God. I believe in God. I know what God could do. All things are possible to those who believe. So why are you worrying? Why are you complaining? My God, my God, my God. Somebody said, I can complain, but I won't. Thank you, Lord, for that young man, Donnell Green. He said, I can complain, but I won't. I'm just going to have a little talk with Jesus. Thank you, God. Wise man. Wise man. Because he has set his love upon me. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ, we know your name. Son of God, we know your name. We know your name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe that he's going to give us long, healthy life because he's a healer. Because he is a healer. God want to show you some things. Whose report are you going to believe? The doctor? Whose report are you going to believe? The surgeon? Whose report are you going to believe? The nurse? Whose report are you going to believe? I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. I'm not telling you not to take your medication. But whose report are you going to believe? Use wisdom and do the right thing. Eat right. Exercise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Get that stress out your life. No depression in the body of Christ. Thank you, God. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Watch out. Watch out. God is not putting all that on you. We say he will put no more on you than what you can bear. But you're putting a lot of that stuff on you. You made those decisions. Now you want to play the blame game and blame it on everybody else. God gives us an opportunity to choose life, to choose Jesus Christ. He gives us free will. Yes, he does. You can't blame God on all those situations that you're going through. You decided to go in that direction. You decided to marry that man and that woman. You decided to take that job now. It's too much for you. You decided to buy that home now. It's too expensive for you to fix up. You decided to purchase that Mercedes. And you're making beer money. You decided to smoke that first cigarette and continue to smoke it. You can't blame cancer on God. My God, my God, my God, the decisions that you make. Watch the decisions that you make. And stop playing the blame game. Blaming everything on everybody else. My God, my God, my God. Accept responsibilities of your own actions. Cry out to God this morning, my dear ones. Surrender to him. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And the word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Yes, he is. But you got to make a decision. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Thank you, God. You make that decision yourself. Share the word of God with your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Tell them how good God is. Let them know that God is a God that can do anything but fail. Share the word of God with them and not video games. Share the word of God with them and not marijuana and alcohol. Share the word of God with your children. Thank you, God. My dear ones, have a conversation with your children. It takes a village to raise a child. Your neighbor's children. The children in the church. Show the children some love. Our children not receiving that love that they should receive. Letting someone know. Someone's child. Let them know that you care about them. Whisper a prayer for them. Let them know I'm praying for you. And God is able. Thank you, my dear ones. We're in the Lenten season. And it's time for us to get rid of some things that we are continuously holding on to. Thank you, God. We lift up Pastor Linda Smith, glory be to God, Road to Life Ministries. We pray that you'll continue to use her in a mighty way. We lift up Sister Greta, Father God, and all the postal workers. We lift them up right now. That you be with them and guide them and lead them and protect them from seen and unseen danger. As they walk this earth in the fires, the floods. My God, protect them, UPS workers. Protect them, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Watch over their families. We pray for the Mills family. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you, God. We lift up Sister Esther. Glory be to God. The faithful prayer warriors of New Union Baptist Church. Latricia, Mother Mims, we are praying for you. The Logan family, we are praying for you. We're praying for you, Mother Rosetta Logan. We are praying that God will touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Yes, he is a healer. We are praying for you, Deacon Spain. We are praying for you, Deacon Theodore Price, and your wife, Deaconess Price. We are praying for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, we are praying for you that God will watch over you and keep you safe. All of those in nursing homes and nursing facilities and hospitals, we are praying over your medication before you receive it, that it will bring forth healing and the benefits will outweigh the side effects of everyone that's taking medication, COVID shots, vaccines, medication for diabetes. We're praying for you. Medication for arthritis. We're praying for you. Medication for cancer. We're praying over those medications that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. Glory be to God. And one day, you won't need the medications at all. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Deaconess Gwen, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. God is a keeper. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Harry P. Close III, we are praying for you. Thank you, God. And all of those behind prison walls, we are praying for you. We are praying for you. God is able. God is a keeper. God is a deliverer. We're praying for you in Towson, behind that prison wall. Yes, we are praying for our sons and daughters behind prison walls. The God will come in and clean them up. physically and spiritually. And those places will become a place of worship. Those that are guilty and those that are not guilty. We are praying for the workers in the vineyard behind those prison walls. The warden, the doctors, the nurses. My God, my God, my God. Someone standing even healing right now. Them, Father God. Let them know that God is the answer. Send forth your healing and deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We are praying for you, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. God is a healer. God will take care of you. Thank you, God. We're praying for Rosie Trahan and the Trahan family in Eastern Maryland. We're praying for you. Yes, we're praying for you, Kayla. We're praying for the Williams family, Dejanay. We're praying for you, Dwayne Williams Jr., Dwayne Williams Sr. Thank you, God. Sheree, we are praying for you. God is a healer. You got to cry out to the Almighty Living God. He's a doctor above all doctors. Yes, he is. We're praying for you, Deaconess Yarbrough. My God, my God, my God. Yes, we are. We are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. All the deacons and deaconesses all over the world, bishops and bishops, apostles and chief apostles, pastors, chaplains, men and women of God, even the trustees in the church, we are praying for you that you'll do right in the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Usher May, we are praying for you. Thank you, God. We are praying for you and your husband and your family in its entirety. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for you, Jeanette Horton in North Carolina. Yes, we are. God is able. Yes, he is. Ricky Horton, we're praying for you in Louisiana. Your daughters, your family in its entirety. Brooklyn, New York. New York, New York, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. God is a keeper. We are praying for you, Ricky Hightower, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We are praying for you, Billy Edwards, Chief Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. We are praying for you. South Carolina, we are praying for you, Pastor Loretta Sumter. Yes, we are. Sister Jackie Anderson, God is able. He's a keeper. And he'll continue to keep you and watch over you and lead you and guide you. Glory be to God. We are praying without ceasing. Yes, we are. Glory be to God. Sister Maxie, we are praying for you. Glory be to God. AJ, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. God is able. He can do anything but fail. Didn't he raise Lazarus from the dead? Didn't he give sight to the blind man? Didn't he heal the woman with the issue of blood? He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he's fighting your battle for you. Shanita Kelly, we are praying for you. Rael and Zariel, we are praying for you. Rael, we are praying for you as a volunteer firefighter. We are praying for all the firefighters, our police department. We are praying for every police officer that the hand of God will touch them and they will do right by God's people. We are praying for your salvation. Military, Army, Navy, Air Force, National Guard, Coast Guard, we are praying for you that God will put a hedge of protection around you. Russia, Ukraine, President Putin, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. That you will hear from God and do what thus saith the Lord. The Word of God says there will be wars and rumors of wars. And we take God at his word. But here's the final answer. Thank you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, we ought to pray without ceasing. The Word of God says if my people will call by my name, will open themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are the land. And we are praying for healing. Yes, we are. God is able. Yes, he is. He's a God that can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. Keep on praying. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Somebody's being healed this morning. Somebody just got a touch from Jesus. Lift up your bed and walk. Lift up your bed and walk. Thank you, God, for the healing for somebody's son, daughter, who's been walking the streets all night long. We're praying for the homeless individuals. Touch them right now, Father God. Those in Tennessee that's been affected by the storm. Those in California been affected by the fires. Those, Father God, that are still in Puerto Rico and Trinidad. My God, South Africa and Africa, Ghana. We're praying for you. Yes, we are. God is everywhere. And God can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. Thank you, God, for blessing your people with favor, the favor of God. Mother Annie Green, God is blessing you. Yes, he is. Pastor Rosie Covia, he's blessing you, your body of Christ, and your family. He's blessing you, Deaconess Phyllis Blue, and Pastor Dinkins of New Metropolitan Church. God is watching over you and keeping you, and glorify him. You glorify him. Keep preaching and teaching the word of God. We're lifting your family up, Reverend Johnson of New Union Baptist Church. Call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus and be obedient to the word of God. Sister Johnson, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. God is able. Johnson, we are praying for you. Trustee Johnson, we are praying for you. Yes, God is able. And God is good. God has done everything for you. We can do nothing without him. We're praying for the President of the United States, Joe Biden. We thank God for his healing. We thank God for the healing of Dr. Jill Biden. We thank you for protecting him from seen and unseen danger. We thank you, Father God, for protecting the woman of God, Carmela Harris, and her husband, and her family in its entirety. We pray for the workers in the vineyard. We thank you, Father God, right now. The members of Congress, our senators, Ways and Means Committee. We're praying for you. Our newly elected officials, our governors, our mayors, that they'll lean on God's unchanging hand. Touch them right now, Father God. They need a touch from you. We pray for our mayors. We thank you, Father God. We are praying for you, mayors of all the states, governors, that you will hear from God and do what thus says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Holy Spirit, come into our homes and bless us right now. Lift us up as we lift up your name. Lift up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The hand of God to move in your life, Sister Burdetta. Expect the hand of God to touch you as he's healed you from cancer. Glory be to God. God is bigger than any cancer. God is bigger than diabetes. God is bigger than your enemies. The Lord says, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies my footstool. God will make your enemies your footstool. They have to come back to you and apologize. My God, my God, my God. We surrender our enemies to you. We surrender our trials and our tribulations to you. We surrender our sickness to you. We surrender to you, all in all, to you, my God. We surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Harvin family, we are praying for you, Ernest Harvin. God is able. He's keeping you. Thank you, God, for guiding them to the house of God. Thank you, God, for those that have lost loved ones that surrender to you and continue to pray to you and lift up the name of Jesus, God. We know there's a process when it comes to grieving. That's why we call upon you and ask you to bring us through. Those that have lost sons and daughters, firing up illegal weapons in the streets, in the churches, in our homes, Touch, Father God, their minds, their bodies, and spirits and souls. Have them not to give up. Replenish, Father God. Replenish. Restore. In the name of Jesus. Touch families and loved men, members of those of the six victims that were killed in, Father God, that construction job on the highway. Touch the families right now. Even the woman that's in the hospital, Father God, that might have caused the accident. Touch her mind right now. Touch her in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let her cry out to you and yield to you. We pray for those, Father God, the children's lives that have been lost to illegal weapons, the firing of the guns and weapons in the streets. We pray for our children. God, don't give them the spirit of fear, but let them continue to call upon you. We pray for the parents that they will not have the spirit of fear, but they'll cry out to the Almighty Living God and still trust in you and never doubt. We thank you, Father God. We pray for our loved ones. We pray, Father God, for our enemies, that you will do what others say is impossible. But with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Glory be to God. Put a hedge of protection around us, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around us, Father God, as we leave our homes and go into our jobs, on the trains, on the planes, in our private vehicles. Put a hedge of protection around us, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Someone need a miracle under the sound of my voice. Somebody need a miracle. And we thank you, Father God, for granting them a miracle right now. Someone's finances are going low. Someone need to pay a bill. Bless them right now, Father God. Bless them with favor. Bless them with favor. Bless them with favor. In the name of Jesus, they're from their home. They will not receive a pink slip on their job, but God, you may provide them with another job that's better for them in the name of Jesus. And that's why we want to trust you and never doubt, because you're going to surely bring us out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. Bless your people with favor this morning. Thank you, God. Favor with their boss. Thank you, God. Favor in the name of Jesus with the bank accountant. Favor as they purchase that new home. Favor as they purchase that new vehicle. Bless them with favor on that test they have to take. Our young people, bless them with favor. Bless our teachers, principals, counselors, school crossing guards, our sanitation workers. Bless them with favor. We need them. Yes, we do. We need them, Father. Bless our principals of the schools. Bless them right now and guide them and lead them and protect them. We thank you, Father God, for healing that individual right now. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Thank you, God. We're celebrating Jesus, and we're celebrating International Women's Month. Esther. We're going to talk about Esther this morning. More than a beautiful queen, the story of Esther reminds women of color that our outward beauty is not the only or the most important characteristic we have been blessed to receive. Esther spent 12 months enhancing her physical appearance. Look at Esther, the book of Esther, the second chapter, the 12th verse. And she clearly had it going on. She wore the favor of God. She wore the favor of King Xerxes over all the other young ladies who were being to be queen. She was definitely beautiful. Those Esther's is out there this morning. I want you to know you're definitely beautiful. However, Esther's true worth didn't come from her beauty. It is not her beauty that was left a lasting impression on Bible readers throughout the history. This beauty queen had to make a decision once she heard from her cousin about a plan to destroy the Jewish people who had lived throughout the empire. She had to approach the king and ask him to stop this plan, to revoke the edict that he had been convinced to decree, and to spare her people's lives. She had to be brave to approach the king. So she called for the people to fast, and we remember her famous words, and if I perish, I perish. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Esther remembered her people, and she was willing to sacrifice her life to save them. Esther shows us that we are called to help others, regardless of our position. It's not just the pastor or the pope or the archbishop or the bishop. We are called to help others, regardless of our position. When we have influence in high places, we should use that influence to help those less fortunate than ourselves, government officials. We should use that influence to fight for justice rather than to merely gain a position that makes us look good. Esther reminds that how we look is about how we do and what we do. While we put our time and money into making sure we look good, let's make sure we do good. Even when we have to take risks, and men and women of God, what did Esther say? If I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. Men and women of God, we're celebrating Women's Month. How have you used your influence to help others or help determine the outcome of a situation? Pray for the courage of Esther to do the right thing, no matter what your circumstances are. I want you to read Esther 2 and 8. Read the book of Esther. If I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. Esther remembered her people, and she was willing to sacrifice her life to save them. Esther, beauty inside and out. It's not about your nails. It's not about your hair weave. Not about that. Are you hurt? Are you using your position to help others? And we thank God for Esther of New Union Baptist Church and the prayer warriors that have taken that vision and praying without ceasing. God bless you. God bless you. And may he keep you and guide you and lead you. Women of God. Women of color. Uh-huh. Your body is a temple of God. Your body belongs to God. And he will keep you, women that are not married. He will keep you if you want to be kept. The enemy is a liar and deceiver. Your body is a temple of God. And he made you in the image of God. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. May I decree and declare an Esther spirit upon the women of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank God that he made male and female. Thank you, God. He make no mistakes. Be blessed. Be encouraged, women of God. Call upon the name of Jesus. We love our men. We love our male leaders. Yes, we do. But God is using you also. Stand by your man, not behind your man. Stand by your man in the name of Jesus. Tune in again on tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Grow strong in the Lord. Continue to celebrate International Women's Month in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Thank you, God. Be blessed, be encouraged, and celebrate Jesus.